Hello and welcome back to our study of Pnine Halacha, the teachings of Rabbi Eliezer Melamed, Shlita. I hope everyone had a good Shabbos and a good weekend. We begin another week of learning as we are on the precipice of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which means we are almost at Chag HaPesach. I hope all the preparations are well underway. And those who would like to prepare Torah-wise, you could certainly refer back to the sessions that we did on Pesach and Lil HaSeder about a year ago. Well, more than a year ago, but if you just search in your podcast provider, you will find them there. I decided to move ahead a little bit because the intervening chapters and paragraphs are very, very technical issues about workers going on strike, teachers, courts, whatever. So I'm moving to the next section, Perek Zayin, of Arevos Hadadis, sort of a mutual responsibility that we have in society. I try to keep things in the more general sense so we can have appreciation of what it means to be in a Jewish society. So the first chapter here is Mitzvahs Losam al Adam Reyecha. Mitzvah Gedolim in HaTorah L'Hatzil Adam Shenimtza B'Sakana. There is a tremendous mitzvah in the Torah to save someone who is in danger. Shekein Mitzuvim Anachnu Af L'Hashiv L'Adam Chafet Shavadam. Because we are commanded to even return a lost item. Shene'emar V'Hashevo Solo. It says, you shall return it to him. Al achas kama v'kama she'es nafsho on l'tuchim l'hashiv lo l'hatzilo. So if we're required to return his physical item, then how much more so we required to return his life to him, to return his nefesh. V'chein nilmedes ha-mitzvah in the pasuk, and the pasuk says, v'yikrach will have soon enough, l'samod al dam reyecha, you cannot stand on the blood of your brother. Umuva b'tama m'sechah Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Ein Gimel says, b'raisa ha-posechas b'she'ela. The braisa opens with a certain question. How do we know that if you see your friend drowning, or you see your friend being attacked by a wild animal, and they tear him apart, or if you see armed robbers that are coming to hurt and kill him, how do you know that you're required to save him? Because the pasuk says, Talmud Lomar, lo sa'amod al dam reyecha. You cannot stand idly on the bread of your brother. Kolomar, benosaf la mitzvah hayisodis v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. We have discussed about a year ago the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. You have to love thy neighbor like yourself. Whenever we say that pasuk, you have to say thy. Apparently, it's the only way it works. She'aleh amar Rabbi Akiva shikla galdol b'Torah, because Rabbi Akiva has made the famous statement that v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha is a tremendous principle in the Torah. Umuvan shikolalas b'sacha es kol hayachasim atavim shetzichim l'shor ben adam l'chaveru. And we understand that this includes all the good aspects that one has to behave between oneself and his fellow man. So, pirta haTorah od siva le'samal adam reyecha. So, aside from the good things that we have to do, the Torah tells us also the negative. It'll also say you can't stand by the blood. Lo maspik lechayech el hachaver. It's not enough just to smile or even to take care and keep alive your friend. Ulpa amim af la'azor v'lo even to help him. But you have more than that. The Torah establishes that you have a responsibility towards your friend, that if your friend is in a difficult place, you have to get up and help him. And you cannot delay, and you can't make excuses, and you can't get involved in other things instead of saving your friend. And let's say there are stumbling blocks or any sort of obstacle in a public area that could cause damage to people who are walking there. So mitzvah hasir mishum l'samar al dam reyecha. So you think, of course, lefnei iver l'sita in michshol, as we'll see, but also if it's going to cause damage, you have to remove the potential damage that can be caused because of that pasuk. So if you see an obstacle in the road, and it could cause, let's say, someone's car to run into it, you see a strip of nails on the road, whatever it might be, you have to see to it that it's removed, either by alerting the police, or to the best of your ability to have it removed. But you can't just sit by and do nothing. You can't just say, oh, someone else will take care of it. You have to worry about it. You have to get involved. If we behave this way, and if we feel in our hearts the mutual responsibility we have between us and our fellow Jews, ללא ספק החברה שתקום כאן, תהיה מגובשת מלוכדת יוסר, ותוכל להתמודד עם האתגרים הגדולים מבית ומחוץ. Because this will lead to a more cohesive society, and if we don't think twice about taking care of those who are in need and preventing danger that could befall others, then think of how much our society would improve. But again, it's a Torah mitzvah, and it's a combination of the positive and the negative, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, and l'samod al dam reicha. Certainly in this time in Israel, we're seeing a tremendous amount of l'samod al dam reicha, and a tremendous amount of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Let's hope that this type of behavior, this mutual respect, helping, even though there are cracks in the system, but let's hope that it continues for a very, very long time, long beyond the period of this conflict. In any event, thanks for joining us for another week. Please continue davening with Chayilei Tzagana Yisrael, L'chol Yisrael, safe return of our hostages, and learn Le'ilui Nishmas, Seren Daniel Shimon Ben Rav Doron B'Sheli, Hashem Yikum Damo. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.